Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with Sam Thompson.
Why are you reading it?
I don't know.
It's the third episode.
Watch this.
All right.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast of Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks.
Oh, so you're just going to do it shorter and just pass it over. Yeah. Wonderful. There may be explicit notes in this. There's going to be some alcohol consumption. And if you don't like that sort of shit, then go f*** yourself.
You can watch us now too on YouTube.
Yep. And what do they have to do to watch us, Sam? You can do this. You've done it three times already.
You can type in Staying Relevant Podcast on the YouTube app and now watch the whole episode in bulk.
And when does that come out?
Fridays.
And when does the podcast actually come out?
Mondays.
There you go. Nice.
Yes.
Did that without looking.
Come on.
Well done. Impressive. Read out what this bit says.
What you've both been up to. And
opening conversation, this.
Opening
conversation. Just a little bit of chit-chat.
Okay.
Why the fuck are you wearing that app? You look fucking awful.
No, I don't.
It's not yours.
It is mine. I got it yesterday.
I do not believe
it. Zara said she loved it.
But look at what you're wearing. You've got Uggs on.
Yeah.
Dirty socks, by
the way. They're not dirty.
They're dirty, Sam. I can see from here they're dirty. You've got fucking old joggers and an old jumper on. And a horrendous cap.
It's called a flat cap.
But why have you got that? You don't have sheep.
Because the Peaky Blinders wear them.
You look like Peaky Blinders from the forehead up, and you look like you're going to rob me from the neck down.
I like that. A dangerous man. We'll take it.
And then you speak, and you sound like you're my local MP.
Mate, I got this yesterday.
I don't know if this is a weird joke that I don't understand.
It's just fashion, mate.
No, it's not. It's the opposite of that.
Why? Why do you think that you look like an undertaker?
I've made an effort, all right, and I look presentable.
Pete's wearing a turtleneck.
Yes, I've got a turtleneck on. Yes, I have. And I've seen you in a turtleneck, and you look ridiculous.
He's also wearing ballroom dance shoes.
I'm not.
He's also wearing really thin socks that look like tights.
They are still, maybe they are tights. And what would the problem with that be?
Nothing at all.
Look, they do go quite far up.
Yeah, see, this is the point.
It's like, sexy, see, but you're glad you can watch it now. But on a serious note, I don't understand that.
Why?
I don't know. Is this a joke that I don't understand?
No. It's just.
You haven't genuinely bought that.
It's an item of clothing.
Give me the hat. It's a bad item of clothing. What's going to annoy you is I can guarantee, and I haven't seen myself, that I look better in this than you. Is it because of the hair?
What do you mean?
Is that why you're wearing a hat? Because the hair's so bad.
What do you mean? The bald top?
Well, no, the bald top, but also the rest of it looking like straw.
No. Dude,
what's wrong with the flat cap, dude?
I literally shampooed it.
Carry on. No, I'm enjoying it.
Where are we going next?
I don't know. Is there anything you want to bring up?
No.
This is just opening conversation.
What have you been up to? What have you been up to?
I've been up to all sorts. I am dressed very smartly today, so I'm going for dinner later.
Where are you going?
I'm going somewhere quite fancy, and then I've got to go to... I haven't got to. And then I'm going to a humidor.
What is that?
It is a special room where you can smoke and sample cigars.
You've never smoked a cigar in your entire life. That is a place to go for like...
I've smoked cigars with you.
Oh my God, we have on my 30th.
And you just went...
Yeah, it was horrible, didn't like
the whole
it?
Thing. I actually like cigars. That's actually how I started smoking, is I smoked a pipe and cigars before that.
Shut up. Did you have a pipe?
I did, because when I used to walk the dogs, I used to go and get... There's this really good tobacco shop in Covent Garden that sells this really lovely whiskey-smoked tobacco, and I used to put it in the pipe and then walk the dogs.
What was it? Was it a curved pipe?
Yeah.
Like Sherlock?
Yeah, I've still got it. I'll bring it in if you want.
Oh,
it's really good.
Mate,
if we could smoke in here, I'd do it, because it's really...
Relaxing. We definitely can't smoke in here. That's lovely. Absolutely fine.
Well,
but I mean, I would love to see it.
You'd actually suit that with that hat.
Well, I like it, and I think you're just jealous, to be honest.
Don't try and curve the fucking...
Yeah, it needs to be curved.
Yeah, to make it better. It looks... And you've got that little bit of hair just flopping across.
A little bit of fluff.
It just looks awful.
Well, there you go. It's being worn. I'm not letting you take it
this
away
This has got
me.
To be some sort of joke.
I don't know why you think it is.
It's just a real issue for me because I can't take you seriously.
Why?
It just looks so bad.
And what have you been up to this week, Pete?
I've had a very interesting week. I'm going to talk to you about that during the next part of the show, which is called What Have You Done to Stay Relevant? because that's when we do that bit. So other than that, I've been out for dinner. I've done some very... I went mini golf, junkyard golf. That's what I did.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because it was supposed to be fun. It wasn't. It was shit. But I went there and got really, really drunk. So I went for a little bit of food and then went to junkyard golf and got in at like 4 a.m.
So a normal Monday?
It was a Tuesday, actually.
So a normal Tuesday for Pete Wicks.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday. But it was good. I'm not very good at it, though.
Mate, I've just come from home and I had Zara telling me that we don't spend enough time together.
You live together?
Yeah, I know. So I didn't really understand that. And I was hoping you could give me some advice on this one.
Oh, dumper.
I don't know what to do. We spend every waking second together.
Why don't you spend enough time? Because she's so busy with her career.
She's doing the documentary. I'm doing this radio stuff. I agree with you. I don't know why she's like, we need to spend more time together. I would love to.
Yeah. Just tell her down the camera then, because I feel like this is a good way.
Yeah.
And Zara will watch this. Is just tell her why you want to spend more time with her. Just
say to Zara, I want to spend more time with you because we can spend more time with the cats.
No. That's Zara. I want to spend more time with the cats. Shall we? Yeah, let's do the Brits.
Wait, why are you smiling?
Well, because I've just got so much to discuss.
What? You were. Fuck you.
So much to discuss.
What have you. Why?
Obviously, this episode's going to be going out a little bit after the Brits, so it's a sort of like old hack.
The Brits. Or the British... No, can't actually remember.
Doesn't matter. Tell us about your experience at the Brits, Sam. First time you've been, is it?
Fucking loved it. Second time, but the first time was last year, and we were like at the back of the place, just in one of those...
Where your bird was.
Yeah, basically. And this time, I went with work.
Yes.
I was there working.
Yes.
And...
Well, you weren't working, were you?
I was working. Well, I had a lanyard.
But that's not working. That's just that's your entrance. That doesn't mean you're working because you've got a lanyard.
I had dinner there.
That's also not work then, is it?
Yeah, I know, but we all sat round a table. We were on a table in the pit.
Yeah.
Next to fucking Styles, mate. We weren't next to Styles. He was quite far ahead of us, but like we were nearby.
So Hits Radio, who you work for.
Well, Bauer, actually. It was Bauer Media took us.
Yeah, but you work for Hits Radio. Yeah. Gave you a camera to take.
Oh, yeah, they gave me...
Yeah, probably expecting it's going to be some wild Brits hangover style. We're going to get some really cool pictures. There's two selfies of you and just some random pictures of people. The most boring. But the fact they put it on their social media is a bit embarrassing. What did Sam get up to the Brits? Nothing. Nothing.
Do you know
is
what?
The answer. It's so dull. I was thinking, oh, I might swipe and they're going to be, I don't know, you fucking sucking off Harry Styles or something interesting. It's literally you going... Yeah. Nothing happened.
Do you know what? My boss was disappointed.
Well, nothing happened, Sam. And yeah, anyone that watched the Brits, I didn't watch it. Just not my thing. However, I did get tagged in some things of the Brits where people were being interviewed. You know, your co-host, Maya Jammer, getting interviewed.
Yeah.
Were you interviewed?
No,
you did make it onto TV though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did make it onto TV.
Loitering in the background.
I wasn't loitering.
You were loitering in the background, taking pictures from a distance of someone who you work with.
Maya! Sam, Maya!
That's imagine what you were doing. But worse than that, and people won't notice if you saw Sam doing that, just loitering in the background, not being interviewed or anyone giving a fuck that he was there, the people we're surrounded by, I recognise.
I know you're going to say.
Sam was loitering around with, I'm not going to say the names, but the three of the top people at ITV, commissioners. Sam basically went with his little Kodak flash to take pictures of people, right, who he works with, and then just spent the rest of the night, and I've seen you do it, crawl up the arse of anyone with any importance. That's exactly, and I know, I wasn't there, but I know that's what you did.
Sure.
This is why you've got a job with ITV, because I've seen you do that with the ITV people. And funnily enough, we spoke about a story when we were at an event and I was talking to one of these people. You came over and ruined it because you didn't know who she was, but you knew this time. No,
she,
didn't
was
you?
At the thing, she was at
I
the
know,
event.
She was right in front of you.
Yeah.
She was right in front
we
of you.
We hugged.
Of course you did. Sam then spent the night sending me videos and pictures.
Well, it's because you weren't there. So I was like, do you know what?
I was asked to go in the end as an afterthought. So I wasn't obviously invited. Then someone dropped out. So Saturday morning, I got a message from my agent going, I know you're going to say no, but do you want to go to the Brits? And funny enough, it was on a table as well. It wasn't, yeah, it
no!
wasn't even the back bit.
Why didn't you go?
Because I don't give a fuck. Why would I want to go to that?
Oh, it was
don't
the best thing.
Listen to any of that music. Got no interest. I knew you'd be there. And it's just a night of just people going, oh, darling, how are you? What have you been up to? I tell you what I've been up to. Fuck all. I've been drunk all week. What have you been doing?
I got really pissed.
You didn't. You sent me one video of you doing a shot with... No, it was Els, I think.
It was Els, yeah, yeah.
So you sent me one thing of you doing a tequila and she then takes over because you're busy going... like you normally do. Like you've got a furball.
Tequila goes down so badly.
So, obviously, we have spoken about the Brits before because you had Mo Gilligan on and he invited you to his Brits party.
Didn't go.
Didn't go, or he rescinded the offer.
I actually got left at the Bower table at the Brits. You know Harriet Rose, the girl who
going
does
for dinner there tomorrow.
I know you are, and she's like rounding up the table. She's literally like, "Els, we're off. Tanir, we're off. Tatum, we're going." And I went, "Where are you going?" She went, "Oh, we're going to one of the parties." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And she went, "Yeah, we'll see you later."
I can't wait to see her tomorrow because I'm bringing that straight up.
And I literally was like, oh, okay, have a good time. And then I was just sat in between my bosses. It was two of my bosses and me left on the table. And I was like, oh, this is a bit bummed.
So you went home?
Well, no, because I got really drunk because Grace Barry was shoveling tequila shot down my gullet, and I was quite pissed.
I know what Sam means by this. I've been out with you before.
I get shut the fuck. No, I drink, man. I'm a booze hound when I go out.
Sam, right? Okay.
Are you joking?
I genuinely, if we're going to really bring this up, I'm going to do it.
Do it. All go right? for it.
You do, because what you do is you force everyone else to drink quickly at the beginning because you think I might last a bit longer then. Because if they're fucked, they won't notice what you do.
What?
You order drinks, multiple drinks, and yeah, you'll do the shots, but you don't actually drink anything else because you order them and then you leave them around the room. I know what you do, and then go, "I'll finish that one." Yeah, finish that. But then because you're just drinking shots and you might have five shots, by that time, someone's had five drinks and five shots. And you go, "Oh, fucking lightweight."
That's very astute of you.
I noticed everything.
That's very astute.
Mate, I noticed fucking everything. When we went Marbella, I noticed you doing it so much in Marbella as well. And all your mates, "Oh, Sam, yeah, he's a big drinker, yeah." No, he ain't.
No, but what I do is I'm a life and soul, though. I am. And I was at that party.
Until you,
and
no, you're not.
I'm out of the Brits. I was literally.
Well, you can't have been that much of a life and soul because you didn't go to a party.
Well, no, it's because I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of like my peers. Because they're my peers now, Pete. I didn't want to go in and be like, "Hey, look, these are my, they're on my level now."
So and you had no parties to go to.
I didn't have any parties to go to. And I didn't know how to get in.
Because this is my issue with the Brits. So obviously there's so much press that comes from the Brits and there's so many things that we can take the piss out of. My biggest problem with the Brits were the after parties.
Why? Yeah, that's your bag. Which one?
So the 188 Strands, the main
the one I
fucking
get,
thing. Yeah. However, I didn't go to the Brits. So why would I go to the after
party? Well, loads of people do that though.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Fucking sad. What? That's like going to the wake and not the funeral.
Or going to the wedding party and not the wedding because you weren't invited.
Well, no, because you're still invited to the evening.
Which I've had before. I've been invited to the wedding party. They were like, just friends and family for the actual wedding.
See, this is why we're very different because I say I'm busy during the day so I can only go to
Oh, so you want to go to the party?
Oh, who wants to sit? No, I don't want to sit. Oh.
No, I like the hymns, man.
Oh, fuck that. No.
Oh, I think it's great.
No.
But explain to the listener then the kind of person that goes to the after party when they don't go to the actual
it's
thing.
It's the people that will go to the opening of an envelope. They want to be seen there and they can get all fucking dressed up, hang around at the after parties, sing a song while the fucking DJ's in the background and the drinks are flowing.
It's the stories everywhere.
Yeah, and those sort of people, it's just that have to be seen. And the Brits, I think, is one of them events as well where people really try to be a bit edgy and different. Fucking, anyway.
Well, no, I was pretty satisfied. Look, I know we've heard Pete's story, but I was pretty satisfied. I didn't actually know that I was going to be on TV, by the way. That came out of nowhere for me, Pete.
No, listen.
Because they were lowered down with the cameras.
Lowered down, Sam.
They were sat down. They were sat down.
Sam, fuck off. You fucking absolute melt, right? Bollocks. Basically, they were 10 yards from you. Now, I know I've been in TV things. That's a big camera someone's got there. There's whole people. They've got lights shining in there and a man with a microphone interviewing people. You're literally 10 yards away and you're taking a picture of it and you're going, "I just didn't know there was cameras there." Fuck off.
I went back to the table and went, "Got it."
You're just embarrassing.
That's a slimy little slug.
I'm fine. I've always thought you were desperate and a bit beggy. The more opportunities you're getting, the more you're confirming my biggest fear. And that is that I've befriended an idiot.
You already knew that.
And that's what's worrying me, is because now it's getting to the point where you're actually could be a genius. Listen, we get reviews.
Yeah.
And this week we've had someone write in about suggestions, reviews and suggestions. We ask you to do it, rate us, review, all that sort of stuff, because that's how we got the charts. We fly. So we've got a suggestion.
Here we go, baby.
You ready for this?
One
review
of the many.
And a suggestion.
All right.
In one. Hiya is how it starts.
Okay.
All right. Just listen to the Joe Marler podcast. I could have guessed him being with you would be hilarious. Brilliant job. Do love the podcast.
Nice. Yes!
Thank you.
Yes!
Suggestion.
Is that a five star, do you reckon? I reckon that's a five star.
You would hope so after that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, she's lying. Suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
What about ghost hunting to stay relevant? Probably easier than playing rugby. And lots of celebs have had a go these days. Yeah. So... ghost hunting.
I would love to do that with you. I would absolutely die if we went and found like a ghost called Clarence and he was just in some castle somewhere. I've done a Ouija board and my house is haunted. I really believe in that kind of stuff.
I just think that's one of the builders you've locked in because you've had them there for so long.
Help! Would you believe in ghosts?
Not like the how people see ghosts as like a little fucking white, like fucking, do you know what I mean? I believe in something. I believe there's something after death. I'd like to believe this thing.
You're going straight to hell. If there's ever a man who is going, I'll see you down there, but you'll be like, you'll own it as well, because I'll be there probably a bit later than you.
I'll own hell.
Yeah.
So that's effectively...
You'll out-devil the devil. You will out-devil the devil.
You think I'm going to go down and the devil's going to go, fuck, you are bad.
Yeah, he's going to look at you, he's going to smell you.
Take my job.
You will have made a house a home, let's put it that way, by the time I get down there.
What, and you think you're just going to come down and I'm going to invite you in?
Yeah.
Take your jumper off, it's a bit hot, that sort of thing.
I believe in ghosts. My mum once took me to a reader, and he's an astral projector. And basically it's what you can do. You can like project yourself outside your body and fly. It's fucking cool. And you can like fly around and shit.
I'll tell you what he is.
What?
A con artist. What a load of shit.
Listen to my story. So basically Louise was seeing ghosts. I was just quite young, so mum just like took me with her to see this guy.
What were you, 18, 19?
And she basically, and the guy was like, oh, I can see your house. And he basically got it.
Was he stood in front of it?
No, this is the thing. He actually couldn't see. He actually was nowhere near it. And he literally got it room for room.
Yeah.
And was like, there's a
Did
ghost.
Did they Google Maps then?
I don't know. And they're like going round the rooms, right? And saying everything right. And then he goes, your daughter's got the gift. And he went, you can't see. He was like, you can't see anything, Sam. And I was like, oh, that sucks. He was like, you don't have the gift. And I was like, oh.
Okay. I mean, listen, I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but I do believe in something. And I believe in spirits, which I think is different.
Oh, mate, imagine if we saw a spirit.
I just believe this thing else, and I don't necessarily know what that is. And I'll tell you why. So this is an actual story. My nan used to class herself as a spiritual healer.
There we fucking go.
Not ghosts.
Well, there we go. That's exactly what my guy was.
She didn't used to go to people. I'll tell you what you can do. Fly, you fucking idiot. And similar to that, certain people allow themselves, because a lot of it's to do with your subconscious and everything else, and certain people allow themselves to be open to presences, and some people don't. And I am someone who has got a gift, apparently, but don't allow myself to... Which is why, and this coincides with the whole point, is I don't sleep very well, as you know.
Because you see ghosts?
No.
Do you have night terrors? Does a young Peter Wicks go,
No, but even more interesting, and I've actually been to sleep therapists as well.
Wow.
Is that I've suffered insomnia since I was a kid, but I've never had a dream.
In your entire life?
In my whole life. Now, everyone
You are a psychopath.
So everyone does dream.
Yeah.
And you do that during your REM sleep, which is your rapid eye movement sleep. So that's in the first couple of minutes you fall asleep and the last few minutes before you wake up. You don't dream for 8 hours if you sleep 8 hours a night. The middle part of that, you are just a dormant, dead fucking whatever.
Yeah.
But in the first and the last bits, that's the bit where you do your dreaming. So even if you have these big elaborate dreams, it's literally a minute's worth of fucking dream. And I've never had one. And that's because, although everyone does, my subconscious chooses not to remember because they're probably bad.
I would love to know what you're covering up. Like, I would love to know.
The only thing I'm covering up at the minute is my hairline.
I would love to know what has happened to young Peter Wicks to make you the way you are.
I had a nice fucking childhood. It wasn't.
He says with one solitary tear coming out of his eye.
No, I had a good fucking childhood. It's good.
It's gone high there, hasn't it?
It was good. Yeah. It was fine.
Can we make that a show? Can we make us go on a ghost hunting a show?
Well, it's the only one we haven't tried.
Yeah.
So we might as fucking well.
We'll get us
Why there. Is your house haunted?
I don't know. We've got a picture that's haunted. But more importantly, why don't we make that into a show?
A picture that's haunted. Lazara, have you just got a picture of Casper on the wall?
No, we got a picture above the bed, right? And Zara thinks it's haunted. The TV kept on turning on. I don't know what it was.
While we're talking of ghosts, though, obviously I do have a tattoo of a ghost.
I know, you've got one on your hip.
I've got a tattoo of Casper on my hip.
Oh, but I just think it's just another thing. We should just leave it in the bank.
Right, so let's move on. The whole point of the podcast, Staying Relevant, is so we find out what we've done to stay relevant. Sam, what have you done this week to stay relevant?
So, big news, actually, on the Thompson front. I have a documentary coming out.
Oh, is this the one that I filmed for?
We can now talk about it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So, what Sam's done, and this is the only idea that I've ever had that has actually taken off and been made a show, just not for me. I've told Sam for years that he has ADHD, and he thought it was a joke at the beginning. Wasn't. Absolutely nothing wrong with having ADHD at all. So you then took that to someone,
yeah.
I think, or mentioned it to someone that I keep saying that you've got ADHD, and they thought, what a great idea. I've not been credited with it. So Sam's now got a show, which has made him look really intellectual and like he's helping a lot of people. But I am just going to say now, it's okay. You don't need to thank me.
That is literally how it happened. Peter's been saying for years, he thought it was like on something called The Spectrum.
I think you're on The Spectrum, yeah.
Yeah, because you've got a cousin or something.
No, my nephew, The Spectrum is such a big, broad thing, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. But a lot of your characteristics remind me of my nephew.
Well, you'll have to stay tuned because I might not have it.
Well, this is the thing. So it's you going on a journey, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We like the word journey. And
we do. In documentary terms, we love the word journey.
Yeah, so
I wouldn't know because I've never had one. But
so, well, actually, no. Pete was in talks, actually. Pete was in talks.
Let's not discuss that yet because it may still be happening.
No. But it's basically about finding out whether I have ADHD and delving deeper into the inner Sam.
Because actually, documentary is a big thing in TV now.
Everyone, well, it's the new thing, isn't it? Everyone's doing docs.
But also, I do think they're good because actually you do learn a lot. Like Roman Kemp did the one on grief, which was fucking brilliant. Joey Essex did a really good one. And, you know, there's been loads of just fucking great documentaries. So Sam calls me. And he says, mate, I really want you to be part of the documentary. Can you come and film? So I said, well, I don't really want to. But yeah. He said, Louise has done it. You know, all the people who are closest to me have done it. Zara's done it. Did your mum do it?
Yeah, mum did it.
Everyone had done it and given their fucking point of view. Soon as I said, yeah, fine. What have I got to do? And he said, it'll literally take an hour tops. So I turn up to a park. And I was really busy that day as well. It was about fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I've been in town since fucking whatever time. I really couldn't be fucked to sit in a fucking park. I assumed we were going to be sat on a bench or some shit just talking. Said it would take a maximum of an hour. Sam was an hour and a half late. So I stood there with a wonderful lady who's your producer, yeah, director, yeah. But also camera person who I'd never met before whilst I'd the amp, and we didn't talk to each other for an hour and a half while I sat on a park bench waiting for Sam. That was awkward. Then Sam turns up and he'd organised a picnic for his documentary where we sat and had a picnic in a field that was covered in dog shit.
In Brixton.
Just so pointless.
It was so lovely. It was like we got deep, we got wet and wild. We literally got in there. And
well, actually, what was interesting is I took it seriously and actually gave some very constructive advice, I think.
Yeah.
And was actually very nice to Sam. Sam, I think at this point, felt so awkward, just decided to make a joke out of his own documentary and just got really awkward and weird and kept making and saying inappropriate things for no reason.
It's because I've never heard Pete be nice before, so I was like, I don't know what to do. But I took Pete for a really nice picnic, basically, on the top of
the
hill.
It wasn't a nice picnic. The only thing in the... It was basically a blanket in a basket that had chocolate milkshake for Sam, and he bought two piss-warm beers for me, but no bottle opener.
You did open it with your teeth, so, you know.
Yeah, hence why I'm missing several.
All's well that ends well. Pete, we're going to find out what you've been doing to stay relevant just after this. Hello, Pete. Welcome back.
Why are you saying hello? I've been here the whole time. You don't have to say hello, Pete.
Pete, welcome back.
Hello, Sam.
How are you today?
Just do the thing.
Okay. What have you been doing to stay relevant?
What you been doing?
What have you been doing to stay relevant?
I had an interesting photo shoot this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Talk us through it.
Condoms. No, I did that once though. I wrote a column in the Metro just after lockdown of getting back into sex after lockdown it was for Trojan. Anyway, 5 weeks worth of column. I'd sort of egged it out a bit. I did a photo shoot for a dog food company. Actually, a really good campaign. It's a new recipe they've got for healthy hearts for dogs, and they're giving away free meals for dogs when you use a certain hashtag. So actually a good campaign. Concept-wise, interesting. They wanted originally both of my dogs in it as well, because obviously that's, you know, why you have a girlfriend is to monetize that. I have dogs to monetize that. Because I can charge a lot for them. But I didn't necessarily realise that I would be dressing up for the campaign.
Yeah.
Because it was based on film things. So me...
You know we love dress up. This is great. No, what do they put you in?
We don't.
Yes, we do.
You do.
You've been in a cow outfit. You've been in a dinosaur outfit. You've been in a gorilla outfit.
And I hated every moment. And that sort of works because people seem to like that. But when you're asked to dress up with a client who's actually paying you, not just doing it because, you know, you sort of have to go, oh, I love that.
What did you dress up as?
They wanted both dogs originally, but one of my dogs is... possibly a serial killer. She's fucking nuts. So I just took the good one, the well-behaved one, Eric. So we turned up and he also dressed up. So the first thing, because it was based on films, so the films were Lady and the Tramp, Officer and a Gentleman, and Bridgerton.
Is that why you were in the shirt with the cuffs and the top hat?
Yes, because I dressed up. Like I said, and listen, it is a great campaign, so, you know, whatever. And I get to be with my dog all day, who's obviously my best friend, and it was just loads of fun. The photographer knows my dog, like I knew, like everywhere. It was just a really, really fun, good day. And it's for a good cause.
I just have to get that out there so the people don't hate me. For a good cause, another charity thing. I'm really nice. My name's Pete. I've got two dogs. None of them, they're all blind.
It's age. It's happening to... him and me simultaneously, because I'm starting to get a milky eye. Not even joking now. That's another story. I'll have no teeth and no eyes soon. Bridgerton, that is why I had the cuff sleeve on. A full top hat, full like jopper type things, knee-high boots and all the rest of it. Eric had to... he had a bonnet on, and I was playing croquet next to him.
That's so good.
Eric's so well behaved, he just sort of sat, but you know, like, and obviously like, in my head I feel like me and my dog can, you know, we can interact much like you probably do with the cats, apart from, you know, you can't with your cats, but me and Eric, I could tell he was looking at me thinking, you're a fucking prick, mate.
Like sitting there being like, you have sunk to new lows.
He was laying down next to me, I swear to God, whilst I had these fucking cowboy thing top hat and all the fucking velvet jacket, waistcoat, cravat, all that sort of shit, holding a fucking croquet bat or whatever you call it and a ball, and he was in a bonnet. I could feel it, and he was doing it with a good eye, so I really knew that's what he was thinking. Lady and the Tramp, so we both sat and had a romantic candlelit dinner and shared spaghetti. That was quite difficult to do though, because trying to tell your dog to suck and not eat it, so that you get the spaghetti thing was quite different, but we did that. Officer and Gentleman was the weirdest one.
Why?
Well, because I was in a full white outfit with the hat on and all that sort of stuff, holding him as if it was like my girlfriend, and that seemed weird for a number of reasons.
Can I ask you a question? At any point in this photo shoot, did you sit there and think, shit? Yeah, did you ever think, wow?
Well, yeah, and you know, as much as these things are for a great, I did think to myself, I used to have a real job.
You say that a lot, but that was about 20 years ago now.
Yeah, and it still bothers me. the dignity-wise, gone. Anyway, moving on to my favourite part of the week.
Go on, what is it?
Well, it's the sidebar of shame.
Would you like me to introduce it?
I mean, I thought I just did, but go on.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Gets different every week, then.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right, go on then. Sidebar of shame. Okay.
Do the jingle.
It's a sidebar of shame.
Do the jingle. Go on. Do the jingle.
Do, do, do.
do go on. Do it properly.
Sidebar of shame. Do, 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 do.
Dun, 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 dun.
One of my favourites. Carol Vorderman. Carol Vorderman has said that she's got 5 boyfriends.
Shut the front door and call me Susie. No way.
Yeah, she's basically come out and said she's got 5 boyfriends.
Polyamorous?
No, they're 5 boyfriends on rotation.
She's polygamorous. No,
polygamorous. Who's that?
Polyamorous.
Yes.
So she's polyamorous.
Do it right once. Just
polyamorous.
Once.
Polyamorous.
Hey.
Polyamorous. She's polyamorous.
Yeah. Well, no. Basically, she's got 5 boyfriends.
So she's polyamorous.
No, because they're not all in a relationship.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry.
Carol Vorderman has got five boyfriends.
Just get it right if you're going to tell the story.
The headline is five boyfriends. The headlines are never fucking factually correct. Because actually, if you go into it, what they are her special friends, was what I was getting at.
Oh,
so
right.
She's got five special friends who she fucks. And I think that's great, was the point I was getting at. Okay. So we've absolutely ruined Sideborough Shane because you've annoyed me so much now, I can't even talk about. But basically,
she's got five guys.
Yeah, fucking good for her.
Yeah, love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I would like to be one of them guys. I wonder if she wants to see it.
I've got a girlfriend. I wouldn't do that.
She's 62.
No, she's not.
She's 62, yeah.
Wow.
And I fucking applaud it.
Okay.
But I just think it's a really brave thing to do.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I've been doing that for years and it's not done well for my reputation. Actually, it said in the article, he's up to 10 as well.
Wow. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
But basically, she said that I don't understand what the big thing is about everyone thinking you should be settled down in a relationship and all that sort of stuff, which I completely agree with. I think you should go and live your life. And
polyamorous.
No, I'm good. Okay, that is when you're all in a relationship together. They all know about it. Like, everyone is aware.
Mormon.
Like, no, that's like having... No, that's...
Mormon?
Mormons are completely different. That is a completely different thing.
What's the one where you have, like, 17 wives?
That is potentially... I think that is potentially Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is...
The Book of Mormon.
That's a show that is actually in the West End.
What else have you got on the sidebar?
Next thing on Sidebar of Shame is... and you'll like this one.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Legend.
Right, there we go. Good, glad you said that. Legend dating a 19-year-old. Because Leonardo DiCaprio is 48. So that is a 29-year difference, right?
It's tough out there.
Okay. When I was in the papers for potentially dating someone who was 10 years younger than me, with Leonardo DiCaprio, who's got a 29-year age gap between his current bird, you went, legend.
No, I went high-pitched.
Explain that one to me, fucker.
No, I went high-pitched legend. I went legend.
No, you didn't. You went low. You went legend.
No, I don't know about that. I think that might be a little bit too much.
What have they got to talk about? That's a 30 years of his life. She wasn't even alive.
Mortgages.
By the time he was your age. So that's, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
What did you talk to Ella about?
It's a 10-year age gap.
That's a long year. Long few years.
Yes, it's 10.
Yeah, that's a lot of years.
Yep, but it's not that distant.
Well, why don't you put yourself...
We worked together.
You've been in the same position as Leo then, mate.
No,
you and him are quite similar.
He's got a nearly three decades worth of difference. And he's 19.
Pete, listen to this. You had a decade.
Yes.
Am I just saying those? You had a decade.
What's the difference between you and Zara? 5 years?
4 years.
4 years. Yeah. So you were only 40%.
You had six more.
Yeah, six more years. Yeah? What's the difference between your dad...
Zara's 26.
What's the difference between your dad and your mum?
Seven.
Getting up there, isn't it? What did they have to talk about?
Yeah, but they were a bit older than Ella. Ella was like 20 years old, wasn't she?
She was 22. If you had a 19-year-old daughter...
I'd be like, get away.
Would you be happy for me to date her?
No, absolutely not. Thank you so much for listening to Staying Relevant with Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson. Subscribe and follow so you're the first to know when a new episode is out. Also, catch us on YouTube every Friday because you can now see us on the tube. And we are also... Why don't you say it for once? Why is it always me?
You can also follow us on Instagram at Staying Relevant Podcast.
Hashtag podcast legends.
It's not the hashtag. That's probably someone else's. Don't do that, just in case it is. Sam Thompson's Instagram and my Instagram and all the other crap. Rate and review because we like all that. Subscribe, do all that shit. Tell everyone about it. And we'll stay on a job. And unfortunately, we'll still be sat on these pink sofas doing fuck all.
But entertaining the crowd.
There's three people watching us and they seem to laugh, but I think they're paid to. And the people that are watching this, to be honest with you, Charlotte, our producer, I think writes our reviews. That's where she is. On the one day a week that she sees us, for the other fucking six, she's just...
I think you're great. Sam looks like an idiot. I think you're great.
I think that's what it is. Charlotte, has there been a few people? Sorry, yeah. Has there been a few people?
But
she's probably getting cut out because she's in charge of the edit, but we'll move on.
Ta-da!
Ta-da. Oh, round of applause.
Da na 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 da 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 na 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 da 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 da. Did you ever watch Powerpuff Girls?
No.
Sugar, spice, I used to, and everything nice.
Stop, right. Again, stop saying Powerpuff Girls.
Sugar, spice, and
what the fuck are you going on about?
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. That's how Dr. X created the Powerpuff Girls.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
In Dexter's Lab. You don't watch any of these. You're too old. You are. You used to watch like puppet shows and shit, didn't you?
Well,
at the town fair.
I used to like the Magic Roundabout.
I used to love the magic roundabout with the worm. Insanity Group.